This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has added the World Wildlife Fund to its register of foreign agents. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Russian law requires individuals and organizations that are determined to have received foreign funding and to have engaged in loosely defined political activity to identify themselves as foreign agents. The Russian Justice Ministry said Friday that the World Wildlife Fund tried to influence government decisions and hindered industrial and infrastructure projects under the guise of protecting nature. WWF representatives told Russian news site Medusa that the decision was unfounded and would be contested in court. The conservation organization has its headquarters in Washington. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The World Health Organization reports disease outbreaks are surging in Greater Horn of Africa. Tens of millions of people are food insecure, and the number of malnourished children is in the highest in years.
WHO incident manager for the health crisis in the Greater Horn of Africa, Lisbeth Elbrecht, says 48 million people are facing crisis levels of food insecurity. Speaking from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, she says food shortages are forcing people to skip meals after depleting their savings and selling their livestock and other essential livelihood assets to survive. Conflict, extreme weather events, and the food crisis have displaced 18 million people in the region. WHO says large numbers of people on the move often suffer from a lack of hygiene and sanitation, as well as safe water. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in Ukraine's capital say most of Kyiv's power supply has been restored as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest barrage by Russia. This is VOA News. Li Xiong was endorsed as China's premier Saturday, warning at the ongoing first session of the 14th National People's Congress, the country's national legislature. Nearly 3,000 NPC deputies voted to approve the premiership nomination of Li by newly elected President Xi Jinping. Li was officially appointed premier after she signed a presidential decree. Some tech startups are facing serious financial trouble after the failure of Silicon Valley's bank, the nation's 16th largest, AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
Regulators have seized the assets of one of Silicon Valley's top banks, making the largest failure of a U.S. financial institution since the height of the financial crisis almost 15 years ago. Silicon Valley Bank failed after depositors hurried to withdraw money this week amid anxiety over the bank's health. That leaves firms like Seattle-based Shelf Engine in a lurch. CEO and co-founder Stefan Kalb.
We can't operate our business without accessing some capital.
Kalb wants the federal government to step in to fulfill Silicon Valley Bank's obligations or risk a wider economic crisis impacting thousands of companies. I'm Norman Hall.
A summer showdown is brewing between President Biden and House Republicans over raising the nation's debt ceiling, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
GOP wants to slash spending in exchange for raising the debt limit before a potential summer default and is soundly rejecting the president's new $6.9 trillion budget plan. While Republicans have not laid out their own plans, the conservative House Freedom Caucus has.
The plan is to shrink Washington and grow America.
Chairman Scott Perry says, among other things, they want to roll back about $400 billion in the president's student loan relief plan for a total savings of roughly $3 trillion.
We just have a very different value set.
The president's challenging House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to present his own budget so they can start negotiating on the debt ceiling. But McCarthy's not saying when that will happen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a potential boost for electric vehicles, U.S. President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Friday that they are agreeing to open negotiations on the use of European minerals critical to the production of batteries for EVs that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. The two sides agreed to start talks on easing differences between the U.S. and European Union over electric vehicle tax credits included in Biden's roughly $375 billion clean energy law. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.